Mira Issa is struggling too because in the mirror world, shit's hard as well. So, I love that. She's like, bitch, I'm going through it too over here.
Yes.
Now, Issa, she gets on Instagram. She just, at this point, she's pulling straws. She's like, I need to get a headliner. Desperate. I gotta get anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So she's looking up artists on Instagram. She starts calling up
random people
in her phone book who may have connections, regardless of the fact that she might not have talked to them in decades.
Yes.
She's calling everybody and was not very successful.
She's going, Issa again is reverting back to her old ways when it comes to work of like desperation and like grasping at straws.
Scrappy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When in reality she has to like sit, strategize, and think. She doesn't want to do that. She just wants like the answer right now.
Immediately. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's how she runs.
Yep.
So now Molly, she is out to dinner with Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just dressed to the nines for these dates.
She looks so
good. What is this date life that she has where they just...
What is this?
Go to these fancy restaurants that require such a dressy outfit.
LA is kind of like the... LA has like more fancy like restaurants and less like happy hour casual restaurants.
True. More like hip trendy. Like you have to look like... I don't know. I'm like dancing like... gotta look like something, you know?
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. For sure.
Her and Andrew at dinner. She has all these plans for the night. They're gonna do this, they're gonna smoke, they're gonna do that.
I know. And I love how they include weed now in the show. I was waiting for like four seasons.
Hold it in very seamlessly. Mm-hmm. Plus they're in Cali too. So like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And they're 30. We're at that age too. Come on.
Oops, girl, yes.
Yeah. So she has all these plans, but Andrew made plans for after dinner.
Yeah.
And she's, like, kind of tight at first. And he's like, you're always working. Like, I literally don't know when you're free. Like,
and you blew me off 3 days in a row.
Exactly. So I'm going to just hope and wish on a dream that you happen to not be working after dinner. No, I made plans, bitch. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of salty, but it is what it is. Now, the next day, Issa calls up Molly.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly, you can tell she thinks they're finally going to catch up. Like I felt for Molly because she was like happy. Yes. Like she's like, oh, girl, yes. And she starts to talk about her day. And Issa just immediately goes into, that's cool. But as you talk real quick, so what happened was my headliner dropped out and I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Lord. So she found an artist on Instagram who she saw is under Live Nation.
Yep.
Andrew works at Live Nation, so she asks Molly if she could talk to Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Molly is badgering her with questions. Why did your headliner drop
out? Lawyer
questions. And also kind of like accusatory, like Issa, you...
Oh, shady boots questions.
Right. Yes. You're messy or you didn't work, like, you didn't do the contract right.
Type
of questions. And Issa's just like, girl, I just need your help. Can you ask Andrew or not? And Molly very reluctantly agrees to do so.
There's so many flaws in this conversation. And I think the first flaw was how Molly expects to be rescued a lot.
Hmm.
And nobody's rescuing her because nobody sees a reason to.
Mm-hmm.
Because she appears so incredibly self-sustaining to other people that nobody feels like, wow, how's Molly doing? Even when she said she finally exhaled, let her shoulders down and said, oh my God, work is crazy. This. Issa was like, okay, well you got it. Anyway, I don't. So here's my issue.
Yeah.
And that's the second problem with the conversation is that Issa like really didn't care.
No.
And she should have told Molly that her headliner dropped out before she knew Molly had a solution.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, honestly, when she left Tiffany's house is when she should have said, like,
my
headliner just dropped out. I got to run. I got to go figure this shit out. Molly would have maybe had a little bit more sympathy when she got this phone call
because
she would have known Issa had been working the last 3 days trying to get somebody and couldn't.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Molly, she shows up at Andrew's place and she wants to talk about last night because they kind of ended dinner at like a... and she apologizes to him for making him feel like an afterthought and Andrew's like, I mean, I like you, but like our schedules are not
crazy
compatible. And Molly got very vulnerable in this moment. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, she's like, I've never been in a relationship long enough to have to balance it in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I mess it up by now. It was a very real moment for her.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll say I definitely related with her a little bit here because, mm-hmm. like, when Nate and I started dating, he came in at a very crazy time in my professional life.
Right.
And he was very supportive and along for the ride. And us seeing each other really worked around my schedule, mm-hmm. mostly.
Yeah, yeah.
I do remember one night, though, he, like, kind of jokingly was like, I mean, do you have time for a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Because it was, like, probably another time where I canceled on him or mm-hmm. he came to hang out. And I'm like, I can't even really talk because I have to go do this meeting really quick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I understand Molly. It's like you're particularly when you're like a career woman, you're like doing your mm-hmm, thing and mm-hmm. doing your career. And then this guy comes along and it's like, I've never had to balance
right.
someone in all of this. Yeah. So you're going to have to give me some time to figure this shit out.
Yeah. And we're at a weird time in history, too. A great time and a crazy time in history where we are kind of having to do all of those things at one time. Otherwise, mm-hmm. there's no point, especially in living anywhere in the tri-state area, paying the rent we paying, if you're not doing it all. Like, why bother?
Why bother?
You know?
This expensive-ass city, you need to be hustling and you gotta doing be hustling. 10 different career paths.
Yes, yeah. And the opportunity lives here, LA, Chicago, whatever big city there is. And there's so much pressure on women now that both genders have to understand. Women and men who are in relationships have to understand. And whoever, you know, the non-binary community as well, who is out doing work. And navigate conversations our parents didn't have to.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's just a different time for us. Yeah. Particularly as, like, young career women.
Women. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I appreciate that vulnerability. And she assures him she's going to do better. And he assures her that he's, like, still down and willing to be, you know, patient and work with her.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So Molly sneaks off to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
calls up Issa.
Mm.
Issa's hype, like, can't wait to hear how the conversation with Andrew went. Like, she already is, like, reprinting the flyers with everything. But Molly lets her know, you know, I didn't ask him, and I don't think I'm going to.
Mm.
And then goes off on this whole explanation about how she thinks it's best that I keep these parts of my life separate, and, you know, this relationship is really important to me, and I just want to protect that. Issa's, like, on the other side of the phone call, like, hurt and confused and, now, like, is when you're going to put this huge boundary up, girl, when you see I have no headliner for this shit I've been working hard for months. Are you fucking out of your mind?
Yeah. And you have the answer. You have access to the answer. You wouldn't know the answer unless it was from me.
Yeah.
Because Issa started dating Nathan and that's Nathan's friend. So, girl.
Oh, there you go.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
Ooh, so, that was whack. I felt for Issa.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, because now she's like, all right, now I got to figure this shit out myself. And my best friend here, yes, they're not on good terms, and Issa could have done things so differently.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, now, Molly, is when you're trying to pull the boundary card. Come on.
Also, like, why the boundary card? I've never even heard this. It's crazy. Yeah.
What the hell? So yeah, that was the end of the episode. So we go straight into episode 5, and Issa's stressed. 3 a.m. Block party is tomorrow. She's obviously not sleeping, just so much on her mind. She gets on Instagram, she sees that Nathan is online, and messages him. Next thing, they're talking on the phone. And immediately she tells him on the phone, thanks so much for your help, which kind of unclear at this point in the episode what that means.
You're right, true.
We learn later that, you know, he helped her with everything. But
yeah,
they get to talking and she gets into the whole Molly mess and tells him, you know, shit's been building up for a while. And honestly, I don't fuck with Molly anymore.
So glad this was at episode 5 and we have 5 more to go.
Right.
At this point, I was really happy this wasn't the cliffhanger of the season.
Yeah, oh, God, no. They have to solve this before I go insane. I can't wait another year. Season 5. If this shit is hung like this.
Oh my god. I would have been absolutely devastated if they just left it here. So there'd be time for either a resolve or a peak.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Exactly. Either one.
Yes. Yeah. So meanwhile, Molly, she's at her apartment. She's getting dressed for the block party and complaining up and down about going.
This is my low-key slay moment. Because Molly's bedroom...
Her bedroom
fashions? Oh my everything. God!
Yeah,
They're so good. They're so good.
I know. She had a robe. She had a two-piece set.
Yes. And the two-piece set was like a boxer. It wasn't like a just underwear.
Right.
And shout out to, I want to say it's Shania? Shiona, maybe? Okay. Anyway, the stylist on Insecure. She's everything. And she dresses these people in these clothes that are so outrageously expensive. And I love them. I love seeing expensive clothes on real bodies. I love it, love it. Because I know that set was like, it was a genre provocateur. It was $5 million.
But that's what I love. It's that Sex and the City aspect of the fashion.
Yes.
Like, everything Issa wears makes no sense. Issa's burned as fuck.
Yes.
But it looks great. And we suspend reality when it comes to the fashion on the show. So they can look great.
Oh my god. Yes, the last episode she had on these like Nike like off-white leggings. Oh, those are $1,200
easily. Yes, like Issa, please. But we just put that side out of our head when we watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
Molly, she's she don't want to go to this thing, but whatever. Andrew's like, get dressed. Fuck out here. So block party is underway. It's getting all set up. Issa's official. She has her own little intern slash executive assistant.
Yes.
Koya or Koa, whatever her name is, running, who's, you know, running around with her little earpiece thinking she's somebody.
That she's, she's talking to no one.
There's literally nobody on the other end. Oh, God. So then, randomly, Condola shows up.
Random, because we didn't expect her here.
Didn't expect her, reappears.
Ponytail is back.
And being fucking weird. As always.
Being a bitch. I really don't like her.
How does she bring the awkwardness?
Like, I don't immediately. Know.
She shows up knowing damn well you're the one that's supposed to have an explanation.
Yep.
And then you come and you're just like, oh yeah, I'm here. Just came to check on the vendors.
Ugh.
And Issa's like, didn't expect to see you here. Like,
right. Yeah.
Are we going to talk about the fact that you've fucking been dodging my texts and phone calls this last couple of weeks? Like, what the hell? Condola reveals to Issa that her and Lawrence broke up, which Issa didn't know, nor does she care, because she's been so wrapped up in this block party that you're fucking hurting your feelings thinking Issa gives a shit at this point. She's just trying to wrap this event up.
Yeah.
But she came to congratulate her on the events and all that jazz. So niggas are on the step and repeat, and by niggas I mean Kelly. Black people do love a step and repeat.
We do.
So Tiffany, she's hyped. She got out the house, she got away from that baby that she is just not into.
She isn't, and that's, you know, just another hint to postpartum, which I love.
She's drinking. Kelly asks, you know, like, are you still breastfeeding? She was like, no, it didn't take. Her loss.
Her loss.
Baby Simone's loss. The way she said that, I was like, god damn, Tiffany. That was cold-blooded about your own newborn.
Treating her like a roommate.
Yes, literally. this new little earthling taking up space. And then later the sitter calls, Derek leaves to go help. Tiffany wants no parts. She's dancing and keeping with them all. And so that's a thing. Something's happening.
It's like a combo of postpartum and like not having her life anymore. Like her life was stolen by Simone.
Right. And she's the one. She's the one out of the four of them with a baby and a husband.
Yeah.
So it's just like a whole different dynamic. And she feels like she's missing out. So she's trying to stay roped up. Now, Kelly, she's excited for Issa. She commends Issa on a job well done. And then suddenly slips into this very strong, very random
yes.
London accent.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which has got to be one of the funniest moments of yes. the season. The way I was laid out, I rewinded because I was like, what? Her accent was so good, too.
She was good. So funny.
Oh so my good God. And so strong funny. And mm-hmm. funny. But yeah, Kelly's a trip. She has a new boo.
Who yes, Aminé,
who was gorgeous.
Yeah, what the fuck? And wasn't he with baby Obama? The first baby Obama. Not Natasha, but with Malia.
Malia?
There's a picture. No. Okay, whoa. Hold on. All right. Okay, everybody stop. there was a picture of them, like, hugged up together. Oh. Yeah, after some sort of a festival of some sort. Yes. But now she's dating some other guy. But yeah.
Oh my God, I missed that. But yeah, he's gorgeous.
Yes, like, he's so cute.
Oh my God, he's tall. He's got a great smile. Yeah. He's got a really strong face.
Yes. And that strong face does well with that very fun hair on his head.
Fun hair? Yep.
Yes.
It's like a dreaded bun. Updo thing.
Yeah, bun, yes, the whatever. Dreaded updo. Yes.
The entire vibe, I just fucking loved it.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good.
Oh my God.
And I love how Kelly dates like hot guys.
Mm-hmm. She always has a hottie. Yeah. Always has a hottie on the show. Love it. Because she's just bold and she'll talk to anybody, so.
Right, yeah.
She'll get anybody because she's always talking. She got big personality.
Yep.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, she been duping this guy, telling him that she's British, so now she has to keep this fucking accent up, and it's just ridiculous.
When she said, a taco, I, like, lost it.
What is that? You mean, is that a taco?
Like, British people don't know what tacos are, Kelly? Are you crazy?
Oh, my God. So extra. So yeah, Molly at this point, she turns up. Her mm-hmm. and Issa are kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
We also learned that Vince Staples is the headliner. So yeah. Shout out to Issa.
That's a big one. Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.